Okay, so when I think, when I look back in history and think about the greatest monopolies to have ever existed, so you are looking at people that absolutely dominated a particular industry segment. And it's quite fascinating, right? So when you watch documentaries like Men Who Built America, and you see some industry titans like Rockefeller, Ford, and some of all these guys that actually cornered a particular industry, you're wondering what it takes to do something like that. But in the tech space, we're kind of seeing it again. So last week, we had a conversation about a fight between our own Iron Man, Elon Musk, and our very own alien, Mark Zuckerberg, right? So we're talking about a cage fight. Meanwhile, it seems like Zuckerberg was giving us a misdirection. So yeah, today's podcast, we're going to be talking about a lot of things, starting with how Mark Zuckerberg is about to become the king of social. Maybe. So yeah, my name is Emmanuel and welcome to Techman Africa Podcast. I'm here with
Bolo and Yinka.
Yinka. Why are you guys? Are you guys cold?
I was, but I'm warming up now.
You're no more cold.
Mm, warming up.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, so yeah, the news is that Mark Zuckerberg, of CEO of Meta, formerly Facebook, has launched a platform called Threads. A direct competition to Twitter. So they saw Twitter was shaky and they smelled blood. And they pounced. And yeah, have you guys used the app?
I've not used the app, but I've seen a lot of reviews.
What are your impressions?
I like the fact that I just import my profile from
Instagram.
Instagram, and then so you open the, I don't know what they call their own field, and it's like seeing
different people.
People that I don't follow, or that people that I'm following did not interact with. I'm just like, no, this is not.
Yeah, but I know. But
the field is okay, I guess, at least for now. I've not really used it that much. I don't think I've spent up to 10, 20 minutes on it. So,
okay, that's quite interesting. So, I mean, everybody has been dragging Elon. So, for context, Twitter has been moving weird. So far, so good. First of all, it all started with pay for Twitter Blue to get verified, and the verification does not really do any verification. You just pay. Once you pay, you're verified, right? Yeah. Then that's number one. Then all the shenanigans, fired a lot of people.
Sent limiting.
Yeah.
The rate limits. So paid users can see 8,000 tweets. Non-paid users, they increased it later. It was first 6,000 and 8,000. Then non-paid 600, 800. Then new users that are not paid, 300, 400.
That are not paid and not verified.
Not paid and not verified.
Because if I'm a new user and I get verified,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'll get my
rates. Did you ever reach your rate limit?
No, I don't. I'm not that much of a Twitter user. Did you?
I think it happened once.
I reached my once. I think the day it started, I just got them that day. And I was like, so start from
I only say it once. I don't really like being on Twitter. Gives me a dick for some reason. I don't know if I'm the one or if it's Twitter. I just noticed that.
Yeah, there are a lot of headache in
YouTube. when I'm on Twitter for a while, I start getting headaches. I'm like,
I could be the basgus.
yeah. So I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people cope with Twitter. Like, people's life and death, it's on Twitter. I don't know how they do it. I don't know. But I think the main issue now is, okay, a lot of advertisers left Twitter because of all the shenanigans that were happening. And I think it's that market that Zuckerberg wants to create more. This, for me, is a problem. I mean, Zuckerberg is basically about, if he pulls this off, he'll be the undisputed king of socials in the world, because he has a Facebook,
you have WhatsApp,
and you have Instagram. Now you now want to have a micro blogging site to rival Twitter.
Mm.
And this is what he said. He said, this app, we want to make it a 1 billion. He said it has the potential to reach 1 billion users.
With Instagram's
user base and everything.
It's just to add a few people to it. And
And he mentioned something very telling. He said Twitter had the chance
to do that,
it,
yeah,
but it didn't nail it.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing you don't do is bet against Zuckerberg. That is one thing. Now, I see comments that he said he had 10 million signups already. And it launched just yesterday, 10 million. And with the sign-up is seamless.
Is that faster than ChatGPT?
The sign-up is seamless.
Hmm. That's
interesting. Which one was faster? I think ChatGPT 2 was ridiculously fast. Yeah. It was ridiculously fast. I can't tell which one was faster, but I mean, 10 million signups in the days.
You know, and the integration with Instagram was made it so seamless.
Like, it's like your sign-up, I don't think you do 10 seconds.
Not up to 10 seconds, actually.
Because you open it and it says, imports
your Instagram. Even your bio, your
Instagram.
Name.
The first thing you're seeing is login with Instagram. Mm-hmm. And after that, import, you see your name or there already. So it takes your Instagram
photo, your bio,
and do everything.
Everything.
And there's an import bio. It's just import bio and you're done. That's all. So follow everybody that you are following on Instagram. Mm. And that's all.
And it's so crazy to the extent that people who are not even on Twitter but are on Instagram would want to check out what is going on with Threads, because I'm seeing people that I don't see on Twitter.
On Twitter.
But I see them on Instagram. All those vendors, SMEs, small
businesses.
So
it's like they are merging Instagram and Twitter together. Then I don't want that. Let us be in different places.
So Instagram is basically pictures, videos.
Mm.
But now you are saying that a vendor can just, rather than share pictures or video, can just like send a random thread.
I know.
And then you just...
But there are people on Instagram that the reason why I don't go on Instagram often is I don't want to see you too much. Mm-hmm. But now if all this thing...
Yeah, you're not seeing them. You are seeing their...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can decide not to follow them.
You
can decide not to follow them, so...
Why did you do that?
It's quite interesting. But I don't want one person to have this much power. It's Facebook. As much as we underrate Facebook, it's still a crazy social network.
Still crazy.
WhatsApp, the most used social network.
US Congress might wake up and say, what's that they are?
Antitrust.
Antitrust.
What's wrong with Elon Musk? Is it that he's under so much pressure? That's what's making him. What he's even doing? Is it that we think is bad? Or maybe he has a plan?
You think 44 billion, how much he spend is
and
a joke?
So he should be doing what should be in the best interest of the platform then. Because, I mean, after I announced the rate limits thing, you saw a lot of people talking about Truth Socials. Although, I know that one was just a fluke.
And then
but
another one.
When you keep doing stuff like that...
No, so
it might have.
I get where he's coming from, but I don't think it's with the right approach, right? I get that Twitter is losing money, it wasn't making money, it was making losses, right? They had a lot of costs, they had a lot of server costs, and they were now afraid of bots, afraid of Twitter farms, and whatever. But my concern is this: you are afraid of server costs, yet you allow people to directly upload 2-hour videos.
There's an account that uploads movies.
So when...
Please,
no, Twitter.
Send me
Twitter could...
Movies.
Yes.
Don't send Bolu.
Like full-length movies.
Subscribe to Netflix and Amazon
Prime. I have everything.
And Hulu.
Funny thing is, those people don't usually have what I want. They almost never have. I'm always repeating shows and everything.
Yeah, true.
I have Amazon Prime. I have Netflix.
Big Bang Theory. Like
you need Showmax.
No, shows like that, you end up watching them more than once.
You need Disney Plus. I don't know if Disney Plus is available in Nigeria.
No, it's not available. It's only South Africa for now.
Ah.
Go and download.
Okay, maybe I'll
it's
give
only
Showmax.
Yeah, so... Anyway, it's an interesting one, and we're talking about platform availability. They are already available in over 100 countries. So it's going to be interesting, exciting. But let's move on to stories for today, where Payday announced that they've suspended a partnership with MasterCard for virtual card provisions. So they said what was happening is the standard of services they want to offer the customer, MasterCard was not helping them meet that. Mm-hmm. So they are reviewing
that's
it.
Surprising.
Yeah, but they didn't disclose the specifics of what happened. And they are telling users to just go to Visa and create their virtual cards. So for context, for those who are wondering why this is a big deal, most online transactions right now in Nigeria cannot be done through Nigerian banks. Most Nigerian banks.
Except you have a domiciliary account.
Except you have a DOM account. And you can't get a DOM account without having dollars. So the last time I tried to open a DOM account, for instance, the bank told me to go to Bureau de Change to get dollar. I don't know if that's
and
the case
it's
now.
Every time. No, it's the case. Chidima was telling me yesterday that she's going to a Bureau de Change to go buy dollar and then deposit it into the company's domiciliary account.
So what is the meaning of the float they did?
Which floats?
The Naira float.
I don't know. No, so, they say it's not even full float.
Yeah, it's a managed float. Yeah, it's fine. But
it's not full.
It's not full. It's not
managed float.
It's not complete.
They are different.
So it's 2016 all over again, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the issue. That's why we're using virtual cards, right? So to buy stuff on Amazon, to buy stuff on AliExpress, to even buy stuff on Udemy to get a course, you can't pay for it with your normal bank. Most banks, right? I'm saying most banks because I'm hearing there are one or two banks that allow with your Naira account, but I've not been able to confirm independently. So, that is the situation on things now. Now, they are saying they're suspending the partnership with MasterCard. So MasterCard and Visa are like the global providers of payments, like
card schemes.
If you want a global acceptance rate all over the world,
just go for the two of them.
But here's the problem. A lot of users are complaining about payday online. They are not able to withdraw their funds. So a friend of mine had small change in MasterCard. It's not plenty, I know. But what he wanted to do was to subscribe for, he's a developer, so he wanted to subscribe for GitHub Copilot. And he wanted to add money to it to subscribe for Copilot. He can't fund the MasterCard. Okay, let me withdraw it from the MasterCard and put it in the Visa
card.
It can't withdraw. So he has to spend the money inside the MasterCard. He can still spend it too. But
now once he's done spending that money,
that's the end of the card.
Switch to Visa.
But the problem is, with the amount that is on the card, there are not many things you can buy with that. You need to add like maybe $5 or $10.
Oh, okay. So you can't fund it.
So
then you should be able to withdraw. The last time that Spade had a similar thing that they stopped everybody from using MasterCard, what they did is move the money in your card into your account and delete the card, then you create a new. That's what they did.
I don't let that happen.
Well, so I want to believe that they are not, Payday is not telling the full story.
Yeah, obviously.
Because banks have been using a MasterCard. Nigerian banks have been using MasterCard for years, and there is no complaint that, yes, and you still go there today now. It's still going to be a case of which one do you want, MasterCard, Visa card, or Verve?
Yeah.
I want to believe they are not telling the full story with the partnership.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of comments. So it's not good for a company that raised about, say, $3 million just barely a year ago,
just a few months ago. Just this year.
And you are seeing, so this is what I don't like about fintech companies, that I'm seeing complaints about you every time I go online. It doesn't make sense. And with this news, I've been seeing a lot of complaints. Oh, people can't withdraw their money. People can't do this. I'm like, what's going on?
Customer service.
Is it just customer service?
Yeah, customer service. So there are some fintechs that you send them a DM, and you don't need to go and drag them on the TL, and they just like attend to you and fix your stuff. There are some that you don't just DM them and they just fix it. And there are some that you have to drag them. Tag them, and invite people to help you tag them. But, yes!
But in this situation, I don't think it's a customer care issue. I think it's a...
What's technical?
Maybe, yes. It's a technical issue. So, if you call customer care for something customer care cannot solve, I mean, they are saying... I'm sure... I don't know the specifics of the issue, but they're having issues with MasterCard, which means... That thing is deeper, which means someone from customer care can't just say, oh, you can't withdraw. Okay, let me do this for you. I'll just move. It can't be moved. So,
no, which is why I said it's like they are not telling the full story, because we have people that have been using, brands that have been using them over the years.
So the issue with virtual cards recently has been this issue of chargebacks and insufficient funds. So MasterCard and other global payment services providers interpret those insufficient funds a lot. So what you guys do, I'm targeting all of you now. What you guys do, you create the card, put the exact amount of money you need there, so that in case you don't want to renew next month, it does not automatically debit your account, right? So,
but they will charge you for what's this thing called?
A fee, a penalty.
Yeah,
that, they started that recently. Now, it didn't used to be like that. You get
okay.
So now they said they will charge. So I don't know if that is even with that threat of charge, well, people are still putting cards and not funding them.
But if you are paying for a subscription that you don't want to renew, what you just set a reminder that okay, you are a day or two to the expiration of the subscription.
There's something wrong.
Me to deactivate the subscription.
There's something wrong with that market. Now this virtual dollar market. I think the issue is it won't happen if I was using like my normal bank account, because I usually have money there. Right? So you can't get people to constantly, if you can get people to constantly have money in that account and be able to use it for like other things, right? And then dollar card is not separate from accounts that you can use to like send money, buy stuff. Maybe they won't have that issue.
But is it not interesting that the guys that actually have this feature you're talking about don't have virtual cards? Piggyvest, Carbon, Fair Money, OP.
Carbon said they are working on a virtual card.
They've been working on it for how long? So those guys, they've actually been Kuda too. These guys, they've been moving towards like
Kuda has a virtual card.
Dollar card.
No,
it's virtual dollar card I'm referring to. So these guys, Kuda, Carbon, Fair Money, they've been able to build a certain level of trust. Even though you won't put all your money there, even OP too, you at least keep some money there to be using for other expenses, right? But I don't think Payday and Cheaper Cash are at that level of Carbon and OP yet and Kuda. So, but I find it interesting that these guys that are the credit-led new banks and the payment-led new bank Kuda, they've not introduced a virtual dollar card feature.
There'll be something there that you don't want to touch.
I want to go here.
So it's interesting.
Now, like should I do it?
Or should I
watch it? So you don't want to touch.
But I mean that's not the only issue with Payday so far. So we are hearing that the co-founder, okay, she was not originally part of the founding team, but Payday's co-founder and chief operating officer Ogechi Yvonne Obike has stepped down as COO of the company. So she was brought in at a time when they just raised their seed round or pre-seed round to kind of standardize operations, and she really changed a lot of things in Payday. But she's saying at this point, the goals, her goals and the company's goals do not align. But yeah, hers is the most high profile exits. But I've seen like one or two people that have already said, today is my last day at Payday, and I'm wondering, okay, what's going on? So I'm seeing customer complaints, I'm seeing partnership withdrawals, and I'm seeing employees telling me, so some of them are contracts, some of them are full-time. I'm seeing the employees saying, today's my last day at PD. So yeah, what is going on? I reached out to the co-founder, Favor, but of course, obviously, he was never going to respond. I didn't expect him to. But yeah, if you are watching this or listening to this, you can respond, please. So I reached out, asked him questions specifically about the MasterCard partnership, because I felt there were things he was not. So what specific issues did you face with MasterCard that is not yet with Visa? And yeah, they are now charging card creation fees.
$5.
Okay. So it's...
God will help. We'll keep praying for their space. I mean, you see their industry.
That's what I tweeted yesterday. Now the banks are allowing you to buy dollar virtually, just allow me to be using my Naira card to pay.
Oh, you can buy dollar.
Yes,
not
say you can
exchange
buy
your Naira for.
Yeah, I say Naira for dollar. Yes,
but you need
dollar for Naira. Does it go both ways? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, I don't know. I actually doing 3D. I only hear that you can buy dollar on some of the bank platforms. Like, oh, interesting. Just allow me pay online and
Yeah, people should allow us pay online. Not much, please. Just Udemy, ChatGPT.
Allow us. What will happen to all them pay?
No, see, it will be a competitive playground, right?
Have the best rates.
Best rates.
The best
win.
Man win.
Best customer service win. I mean, my bank now. I don't complain about them too much. If I have a failed transactions at this point, I don't even DM my customer service. In a few hours, they will reverse the money. That is my own issue, right? But there are some fintechs that you DM them, they never ever respond to you. My bank takes 2 days to respond, but I know that, okay, they respond eventually. But, I mean, okay, let's leave this issue. So, yeah, regulators have a lot of questions to answer in Nigeria's financial services place.
A lot.
But South Africa's information regulator has fined the Department of Justice. I don't understand this news.
Yeah, it's quite funny. So, simply what was happening is the information regulator has fined them 5 million rand. That's about $260,000 thereabouts. And the reason is because there was a ransomware attack, right, on the DOJ, the Department of Justice. And they were given an ultimatum to, like, beef up security, and things like that. And after the ultimatum, they did not do anything. And they were slapped with a fine. And the ransomware attack was actually quite... They were claiming that, nothing, they didn't take anything. But it turns out that, like, over 1,000 information was leaked. Emails, documents, a lot of things. And
Department of Justice.
I'm telling you, Department of Justice. And the attackers are holding those things ransom. They're actually demanding 50 bitcoins. So the way ransomware works is, ransomware is not typically stealing your thing. It's like somebody...
It's kidnapping.
It's not really kidnapping. It's like somebody comes to your house, right? Locks your gate. You want to enter and you can't enter, and he's like, pay me,
pay me to enter your house
in your own house. So that's how ransomware works, right? And that's the issue they are facing.
That's basically ransom now.
Yes,
that's what people to ransom.
Yeah, so it's like, yes, your things are there, you didn't take it, but you won't have access to it. So they will encrypt it in such a way whereby you won't be able to get access to those things. And they can actually steal it if they want and share that information on the dark web and things like that. So I think if something like that happens, I mean, Department of Justice, you are supposed to spring into action and, like, try and they were even, they don't even need to give you ultimatum before you do what needs to be done. So
why are you guys expecting so much of Department of Justice too?
I mean, they are justice. They can't fight for their own justice. They won't fight for other people's justice.
The justice system is like one of the key pillars of democracy or any political settings. And then when that particular system has flaws or like there's a data breach or something like that, it's really...
I mean, data breach in the system like that can be very, terrible, because if someone is able to, like, doctor documents, there are cases in courts and
there are some proceedings that are not meant to be public.
Yeah, and someone just
make exactly stuff like that.
So I'm just imagining society if South Africa has been very, very, very digitized, maybe people, names our information of people in witness protection, many things. So many, many things could go wrong, right? So, yeah, it's an interesting thing. But number one, I'm not surprised. Number two, I didn't expect them to be able to do anything because it's a government agency. And yeah, globally, I don't really rate government agencies highly in terms of, I mean, go and check Nigeria budget and see. But
it's not good there, please. You are not good to live.
When you mentioned witness protection, I just remembered one meme. Like, you testified against a drug lord and you won the case.
Yeah, no. Not only is he not in prison, free.
But if you being in witness protection shouldn't be dependent on whether the person won the case or not.
If you're in witness protection, yeah, and they discover where you are, mm-hmm, where they are protecting you.
Yeah.
It is where. Let's come back to Lagos a bit, because I don't understand what's going on there. But yeah, we're hearing POS users in Lagos pay more in transaction charges. Thank God I live in a good state, you know.
Nice one. This association,
these associations,
like association in this country, the amalgamation of something association of mobile money and bank agents in Nigeria, Lagos chapter, increasing. So right now, between less than 5,000 and below is 1,100 naira. 10,000 is 200 naira, and multiple of 500 naira, you add 100 naira to it. But now it's like changing entirely. So right now, 1,000 to 2,400 naira, 2,005 to 4,200 naira, stuff like that. That's for withdrawal. Deposits and transfers, almost the same thing. So 4,900 naira, 1,000 naira to 4,900 naira is 100 naira. And then from 5,000 to 10,900 naira, 200 naira. So, yes, there is that. And then I think yesterday again, the
Federal Competition Consumer Protection Commission,
they can do that. Okay, now, before I go into why the POS guys are probably doing that, why the Federal Commission might not be able to do that is, so the banking, for instance, there is the guideline that says this is how much you have to charge for bank transfers, but then the bank can do less, but you can't do above. So which is why you see new banks allowing you to do fee transfers. But if you are doing commercial banks, they charge you between, I think, the least is 10, is it 5 naira or 10 naira for transfers, depending on the volume of the transfer you are doing. So that's that. So now that these guys, just because they are not maybe a government agency, could be the reason why the protection, Consumer Protection Commission is saying they can't do that. And the reason why I think the Lagos chapter of the Association of POS agents are doing this is, one, Lagos has the highest share of
POS
agents, over 200. Like 21% of POS in Nigeria are in Lagos.
Mad.
So that's like one in every five POS agents are in Lagos. So like they have
the numbers.
Like, yeah, yes, we have the numbers. we can do it. Yes, that's that. So, and then, that's number one. Then number two, it can be replicated across the country, because one, they are the first point of call for most people, for some people, maybe not most. On your streets, probably have one or two. Before you walk 2-3 streets, you have like 4-5 POS agents.
Yeah.
But to get to the nearest branch of a commercial bank if you are not living in an urban area.
Even in Lagos.
So in my own place now, like there are like four or five banks in walking distance to my place.
Okay.
But someone living in, say, I don't mention any. Yeah. Emmanuel said, I don't think there is
bank in my area.
There is no, even in your estate, is there a bank in your estate?
Just ATM machine that doesn't work most of the time.
It's not surprising now.
So they have that proximity, but you have POS guys lined up. So that proximity to customers, you can just wake up and then you walk max to the second street and you make withdrawals. So they have that like advantage. But then saying that, yes, you have to charge this, you have to charge this. Except if you are telling me that what they are currently doing is not sustainable, that they are not making enough money from it.
So I just, yes, you want to, yeah.
You know, go on. I just wanted to say I disagree that they're not making enough
money. I said except if they said they don't want to.
So my own issue is I don't see the point of all these unions that all these people are forming. So the ride lane, for instance.
I said, we like
all the strikes they've ever gone on. Yeah. All the strikes they've ever gone on. I've booked the ride on those days and I've entered and I've gone to where I'm going. And I've come back with the ride. So all these so I just looked at the charges here now. I withdrew from POS this morning. And
they seize the old rates.
So
yes, they said they have a connection with the Nigerian police, which they will use
to enforce
it.
That it
and they are also
sense.
Going to set up a task force or a committee that will go around.
They want to politicize a business.
It's even now sounding very odd at that point.
It's a business. They're private businesses.
Like
it's not fuel. It's not petrol. And petrol now is even deregulated to some extent. So it's just like just like going around all the banks and say if you are not charging 35 naira for transfer, they will arrest you, force you. You can't.
How do we all this union? How do we even know that the union is speaking the mind of the
of all the agents? Because
in most cases they are not. So I have an agenda. I just decide to wake up tomorrow now and create a union of.
No, so sometimes
podcast hosts.
So sometimes.
or journalists. Okay, so there is the Nigerian Union of Journalists. And there are several other union associations of journalists in the country.
Is there
Tech Writers Association?
Yes, Tech Writers Association.
They not call me.
They not call me.
Like, so there are, then there is the Nigerian Union of Journalists too. Then there are other associations. Yeah, of course.
Is there anything that's not about association?
The Constitution guarantees freedom of association. So I just wake up tomorrow and create an association.
So this is the issue I have with that freedom of association thing. When a group of people, let's say we want to unionize in Tech Point now. I'm not saying we will.
Right.
please. So let's say we want to unionize in Tech Point now. I bring the three of you to join.
I'm not joining you.
Wait first. Wait, let's say bring the three of you. How does it work that I want to start say I want to force Chingo Zerim to join? I want to force Onomer to join. See, it's freedom of association, right? You should be able to choose if they should join or not.
Yeah. So
Most union is you must join, you must pay levy.
So the excuse is we are doing this for the benefit of all, and you have to be part of it to benefit from it. Take the NURTW for instance. They will just park the buses on the road, whether they belong to the association, and collect charges. The drivers might not be a member
of anywhere. I see that one as Lagos State tax, honestly.
No, that's across the country.
I'm actually starting to think it's legal. Because if you are forcing me to join your union, you should not be able to force someone to join your union.
This is the work that
you should not be able to force me to charge. Some like it's my business. I don't know. Did you buy the PS for me? I just standing under the sun, and you now tell me.
So there are systems where these unions work, right? Where you know that if you're entering this market, if you don't join this union, you're not going to sell. Nobody's going to force you.
If they do it like that, yes.
If it's that, then it makes sense, right? You see it in some of all these markets.
Should they even do that?
No, that's the way they create a kind of
extreme.
Some of these markets in Lagos, like Yaba, Balogun, you will see a group of trade. If you price in all their stores, it's the same price. They won't go below a certain price. And they all communicate with each other, talk to each other. So, yeah, I get that it's extreme, but what can we do? What can we say? So, Let's move on.
It's all right.
Yeah. So, talking about POS, I think they are the kings of POS agency banking, according to the Nigerian Financial Services Market Report.
Okay.
Yeah. So, OP said they're going to be capping their transfers, their free transfers. So, they've reduced it to 3 transfers daily. I think that amounts to like 90 transfers.
93, depending on the number of days in the month.
Yeah, so 1993 transfers in a month. So yeah, tell us what's going on there and the thinking behind that.
Yeah, so now, like you said, their transfers will now be capped at 3 per day. So by your 4th transfer outside OP, you pay 10 naira.
Okay, within OP is still free.
Yeah, OP is still within OP is still completely free.
Irrespective of the amount you are transferring.
Yes.
So if I'm transferring 10,000, 20,000, 50,000,
yeah. So that's how it is on OP now. But before, they're actually charging, it's not clear when exactly they started free transfers outside OP, because I remember that back in 2019, they were actually charging 10 naira normally. There's a time they even increased it to 45 naira. So between then and June 19, when they started these three free transfers a day, I'm not sure when free
came in.
Transfers totally
probably when,
started.
We have the influx of the new banks.
Yes, probably.
You, and 20, 25, 30 or 50.
And they needed an edge.
So it's just like, we have the numbers.
So. Yeah, so now... I mean, we saw people on Twitter saying, it's too much, this, that.
Tenera is too much.
I mean...
Tenera is too much.
I mean, people are saying, why are they now charging them for transfers? Nobody, I mean, so, Tenera, so the thing is, that was the same thing that came to my mind. I was like, Tenera is just, how much is Tenera? But then, again, in the Nigerian... Financial service market report. One of the biggest pain points that people had when it comes to
financial services,
is charges. So I don't know. I mean, it seems small, but I don't know. Maybe it's because we are just looking at it from our own perspective, right?
So you're saying we're in a bubble?
Yes, we are probably in a bubble, and Tenera is looking like small money to us.
Also, the chances that OP, for instance, will come and say, oh, yes, we're going to stop this thing eventually, it's likely going to be there. Because how long do you want to keep up free transfers, giving you 50 to 25 free transfers every month?
They can't keep it up. The only reason why they were even able to, why new banks could have, like, keep it up to an extent is they have costs too, like but their running costs can't be as much as banks, right? Because they don't have branches like bank branches like that. So, but besides that, they still need to make profit regardless of whether they have banks
Carbon
or
gives
not.
Me 25 per month. I don't think I've ever exhausted it. I don't think I've done up to half.
So where do these people make their money from?
No, mostly from Carbon, for instance, loan.
Yeah, loan is those guys. It's even Kuda that I'm actually curious how their lending business is going.
Kuda also give overdraft. Oh, the last year they said they are non-performing,
like
70%
Yeah,
we already know how PanPayZone is doing.
Yeah.
How did
we? We told
you. People collect their money. You've not seen the memes.
Okay. All right, guys. This has been an interesting one. I think a bunch of other things happened during the week. Of course, like we mentioned at the start, Twitter now has a competitor. Finally,
Thread.
Made the best platform win. I'm not biased to anyone at all. I don't really like Twitter in the first place. So, but yeah, MultiChoice, they are increasing prices of DSTV and GoTV in Kenya. Again.
That's the second time in 6 months.
Yeah, their business. I don't know.
Multi-choice, they keep already in Nigeria, they are not making as much again. And
no, this increase is in Kenya.
I know it's in Kenya. But multi-choice needs to do something about content.
Showmanks. I thought they had access to HBO's.
They are one of the biggest investors in content. When it comes to local content on the continent.
He doesn't watch local content.
No. That's not the issue.
Netflix decides to pump money. They are still the biggest.
That's not the issue. I'm saying DSTV.
Yes.
When was last time? I can't remember last time I watched DSTV. But when I did recently, the same thing that I watched, I don't know, the last maybe like 4 years ago. The same thing I watched that 4 years ago was still the same thing I was watching. The last time I, you know, watch DSTV. So
I mean, to be fair, I don't know what you guys are watching DSTV.
That's why I don't have it. I didn't bother getting it.
I don't have DSTV. I don't have the intention of getting it.
I'm not getting
it. If it's not sports, rather, not just football. If it's not sports, just count me
and
out.
And it's very expensive.
I don't do sports, so.
If they bundle sports into a standalone package, like all you're getting in that package is sports.
Yes, most people will go for that.
People will just...
That might affect their bottom line.
It will cannibalize DSTV. Cannibalize it, but yeah, that's an interesting one. We're not going to dwell too much on that. Please don't forget to download Intel Points. This Intel Point has not entered my mouth yet, Inka, but it's fine. Don't forget to download Intel Point. So Intel Point is Tech Point Africa's data research arm. So
Tech Premier Media Limited.
Okay, Tech Point Africa's parent company's media research arm. Yeah, so Tech Premier Media Limited. Then, of course, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, FinTech Today, The Workaholic. And we have a new newsletter on the lineup now. It's called Equity Merchant. So Equity Merchant is usually a series where we feature investors and founders who discuss all things regarding equity. So we want to make the Equity Merchant's newsletter that go-to resource for founders and investors. Yeah, everything around funding, equity, deal-making, co-founder, employee stock options. Yeah, so all the bunch of things that are happening in the tech, every news that could potentially affect equity. Yeah, you'll be seeing it. Then, don't forget, Pitch Friday is coming up next week. Next week, right? Yes, next week. This is the first Friday. So Pitch Friday is coming up next week. And yeah, there are a bunch of exciting startups that you should come and check out, and it's quite interesting. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms on YouTube. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And if you're a listener, you know where to find us. Bulu?
Yeah, you can always find us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Heart Radio, and anywhere else you get your podcast.
All right, people. Thank you. See you. And love all your comments and everything. So, bye-bye. See you in the next one.